Thank you for joining us for the Hurley High School graduation on today's Country Z93, brought to you by Puro Queen, Ofsted Incorporated, and North Finish Mutual.
Commitment, confidence, challenge. A few words to express what the class of 2020 has accomplished, and PuroClean, your local paramedics of property damage, recognizes that. Owners Kevin and Rhonda Casper want to personally congratulate you for a magnificent job. Well done. And hopes for a successful future. PuroClean provides water, fire and smoke damage restoration, mold removal, biohazard cleanup, house flood repairs, deep mitigation cleaning services, and more. Please call 715-682-2900 24/7 or go to puroclean.com.
2020 graduates, you must go confidently in the direction of your dreams so that you may live the life you've always imagined. Congratulations on achieving one of your major dreams. Best wishes from everyone at Northern Finish Mutual. Northern Finish Mutual is here for you now and in your bright future for any of your insurance needs. Contact them when you're ready at 715-278-3944.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone, to the first ever virtual graduation at the Hurley School District. To the class of 2020, this isn't the commencement exercise you planned for. This class has given up a lot to keep our community safe during the current pandemic. Know that our entire community thanks you for your sacrifice and stands behind you as you move forward with your future plans. You have prepared for 12 years to make your way in the world, a world that has changed because of the pandemic. Your plans have most likely changed in some way, but there are still plenty of opportunities ahead of you. It's up to you to follow your dreams in a world that will always be full of change and uncertainty. This is an historic time. Social distancing is being enforced, travel has all but ceased, the stock market is faltering, and unemployment is reaching all-time highs. You will be the generation that rebuilds our economy and helps the people that have been hit hardest by the consequences of COVID-19. You will be the generation that will find cures for disease and the generation that understands the sacrifices that must be made when the situation is dire. Perhaps you're going to continue your education, join the military, or go into the workforce. Remain engaged in your activities and occupation. This will help you during the changing fortunes of time. And always remember to think of others and that you may need to give up some of your freedoms and conveniences for the common good. The pandemic has already taught you to be empathetic. Continue to foster an understanding of other people's situations and circumstances. This will bring you peace in a world that can be troubled. And remember to be grateful. Even in the worst of times, there is always a cause for celebration. You have already witnessed a lot of change. Be resilient and be flexible. Be open to new ideas and possibility. Continue to learn because knowledge is something no one can ever take away from you. Enjoy your achievements, however humble or meritorious they may be. Now is a good time to reconnect with the simple pleasures in life. A walk in the woods, the stars at night, a good book or movie, a call from a friend you haven't heard from in a long time. This is also a good time to reflect on your accomplishments and future plans. You have so much to look forward to. This community will always stand behind you, whatever your future success brings to you. We are so proud of you as you help us through this current crisis. Your resolve in the face of trying times is inspiring. Congratulations to each and every one of you and your families. Best of luck in your future endeavors.
I've never given an actual speech before, especially one to an empty room. Well, except for the 10 people they let in here. Hey guys. So bear with me. We started high school 4 years ago. Since then, we've been through a lot together. The great part of what happened to small class is that through the years, we have grown together. These past years, we've discovered who we are and what we love. We have impacted each other, whether we expected to or not. They say that time flies by, And it felt like, to me, 3 years of slow progression, and a year that lasted the length of a blink of an eye. Then all of a sudden they said, time to graduate, and soon we'll be ushered off to college or the workforce. Perfect time to enter the real world. The truth is, for most of us, the real world is intimidating, especially right now. Everything seems uncertain, and we have so much to learn about life that can't be taught in classrooms. I mean, look at me, I'm here on the stage talking about the high school experience, while the world is in the midst of a pandemic. No one really has it figured out. But if that doesn't perfectly describe our class, I don't know what does. And that's okay. The point is that we move forward, whether the direction is clear or not, and take with us the memories we have made these past years, good and bad, so that we can better prepare for what lies ahead. I think we should take this graduation as a reason to be optimistic during a time of such uncertainty. We did it, we graduated, even when we felt like it might never happen, even though we never got our grand ceremony. We're lucky to have had the opportunities and experiences that have led us to this moment. If we remain determined in the face of challenges, then nothing can stop us from achieving our dreams. So congratulations to the class of 2020.
Thank you all for coming. I don't have much points to say. I don't have an earth-shattering, inspiring story. I don't even intend to go down memory lane reminiscing the good old days of kindergarten. All I simply want to say is thank you. Thank you, first and foremost, to God for blessing me with academic success here at Hurley and for providing the opportunity for me to speak to you today. Thank you to my dad, mom, and brother for always encouraging me and wanting the best for me, and how awesome it is that my dad and I are the first father-son duo to share the valedictorian title here at Hurley. Thank you to my exceptionally loving grandparents for having such a wonderful impact on my life, and academically speaking, especially my grandpa. I marvel at the wealth of knowledge you have, Grandpa, and personally want to thank you for being a true inspiration to me. Thank you to the top-notch batch of teachers we have here at Hurley. We students are so grateful to have teachers who are fun, teachers who are selfless, and teachers who care about our futures. Although I may not have time to thank every teacher individually, please know that you have all made a difference. However, I would like to thank the ones who have had the largest impact on me in my senior year. First off, thank you, Mr. Hostetler, not just for teaching me how to run a milling machine, but for valuing me and pouring out encouragement upon me. You've shown me the value of hard work, and you've equipped me with the tools I need for any job that comes my way. Up until this year, I thought it was no big deal to be the valedictorian, but you honored me because of my hard work in school, and it is truly appreciated. Thank you, Mr. Holm. I've always enjoyed you having as a math teacher. You are so funny and make class exciting. You share the same interest in music that I do, and I will always remember all great discussions. However, one thing sticks out in particular. I regularly think about what you ask us kids in the hallway. Having fun? That simple question runs through my mind quite frequently because it reminds me that life should be fun, a fact that most people refuse to accept. Last but not least, thank you, Mr. Pusto. Even if I forget everything I've learned in high school, I will never forget the amazing life lessons you've taught me. And no, I'm not talking about you reminding us to wear goggles when handling hydrochloric acid. No, you taught me something much more important. You've taught me how to win the battlefield of the mind. Here, I thought my mind was pretty sharp being top of my class, but being sharp and being wise are very different things. You showed me how to have a clear vision of what I want to do or where I want to go, and how to have the mindset of a champion to achieve it. In conclusion, I would like to say thank you to the administrative staff for putting on a special personal graduation ceremony for each and every student, even as we are living in such unprecedented times. Such times where it can be difficult to be thankful, or it can be difficult to find the good in the midst of this plague that has brought our nation to its knees. And that plague is fear. Fear that is so prevalent in the world. Fear that can grip you even if you stay at home. And fear that prevents the return of normality to everyday life. Luckily, we have hope. Someone very smart I know put it like this. Fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real, and the only true rock we possess is our faith. Life is all about overcoming obstacles, but we cannot overcome alone. So as we tackle this obstacle as a class, as a country, as a world, let us step out in faith that we may overcome this together and emerge even stronger than we were before. Thank you for your time, and may God bless you.
Class of 2020. When your senior year started back in September, no one could have ever predicted the circumstances that you would have encountered this year. On a typical year, seniors and their parents experience many emotions as graduation nears. Knowing that the high school experience is quickly coming to an end and a new frontier will soon be upon you, brings forward many unexpected emotions. As young adults entering this new phase of your life, you will be confronted with challenges and celebrations that you can't even anticipate at this time. Life is full of unexpected turns and events, some good, others not. But that's what makes life exciting. As with most things in life, experience is usually the best teacher. And it's through authentic, real-life experiences, like managing life with the COVID-19 crisis, that help you create resilience, as well as shape your attitude, and ultimately impact the decisions you will make into the future. You see, now, and into all of your adult years, you will have choices. Choices to decide how to handle adversity, how to celebrate successes, and how to manage difficult times. Through this year, you have already gained some experience in managing a crisis. Your world, just like everyone else's, has been impacted dramatically. The important thing is how you will decide to manage and navigate future events as you move forward in life. We've heard the administrators, teachers, parents, and community members say how sorry they felt for the class of 2020. I think maybe they got it wrong. Maybe we shouldn't feel sorry for you at all, but rather we should feel envious. Why, you ask? Because COVID-19 provided you a life experience, an adversity, an opportunity, and because of it, you will grow stronger, become more resilient, and be better prepared for the next time when life throws you a curveball. You have an incredibly powerful force within each of you, and that guides you on a daily basis. And this force is your attitude. You can choose to make the most of what's in front of you, and by staying positive and looking at the bigger picture, you will overcome anything. The power of the human mind is stronger than anything else you will ever encounter. So use it to benefit you and look for the good in everything that comes your way. As a senior, you probably believe that life will go this slow forever. But the reality is that before you know it, you will be planning your 10, 20, and 30-year class reunions. Don't let the time pass without seizing each moment. Don't wait for the next milestone in your life to be satisfied with life. Start today, and don't wish your life away waiting until you finish college, get your first job, buy your first home. Someday, Tim McGraw's song, "My Next 30 Years," will make more sense to you than it does today. So take my word for it now. Enjoy the first 30 years. I hope each one of you, no matter where life takes you, ever loses the feeling of being proud you came from the Hurley School and the class of 2020. You are all amazing young adults with endless possibilities. You are managing through a once-in-a-hundred-year crisis, and you should be grateful for it. It has helped to shape your values and judgments while influencing your mindset for the rest of your life. Use this experience to look for opportunities when life presents you with obstacles and becomes complicated. All of us have experienced difficulties on many levels, some more so than others, but in the end, we all need to focus on the future and brighter days. Like everything else that happens in life, the old saying will hold true with the current crisis: this too shall pass. Enjoy today and each day forward for the rest of your life, and never ever forget where you came from. To end and take you back to your kindergarten days, I'd remind you of what Christopher Robin told Winnie the Pooh. If ever there is tomorrow when we're not together, there is something you must always remember. You are braver than you believe. stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. But the most important thing is, even if we're apart, and no matter where life takes you, the Hurley School community will always be with you. Your teachers are proud of you. Your family is proud of you. The community is proud of you. I am proud of each one of you, and know you will all do amazing things in life. You are an inspiration for all future students, and let the class of 2020 live strong forever. Thank you.
Class of 2020, a class of a new year, a brand new decade. I'd like to highlight standouts, accomplishments, and memories made. You've learned to laugh, cry, bond, perhaps even brawl, but remember, you might not have it all together, but together you have it all. Some memories from the past about this class we celebrate today, the time that Trevor tried to high kick and fell on his back straight away, or your honorary classmate, Javi, who hails from Madrid, Spain, who said lullaby, lullaby, reading Shakespeare with disdain. Or how Tyler tried to police my words because I'm old, can't use slang, and need to quit. Well, Ty, I hope that you think this poem is dope, that it slaps, that it's fire, that it's lit. More memories to miss from the years are rapping with Kaylee P in the auditorium at homecoming, quoting Eazy-E, laughing at the great acting of Cameron in the Crucible second hour, morning giggles with Mr. Nelson and Cody, knowing laughter has power. I'll miss hallway hellos from a dazzling smile by Jack, or the friendly banter with Corbin, who always has a wisecrack, or the sweetness of Taylor, who's always said until the end that her mom is her hero, her confidant, her dear friend. I'll always cherish the memes and humor with Braden in AP, as well as the bravery and beauty of the slam poem made by Sammy. Tears come to my eyes when I think of the Raven Project and Nadia acting as me. And as the years pass, I hope you all will continue to love Jay Gatsby. Or the battles between Janelle and me of her study hall time, only to find out that we're actually alike, nearly partners in crime. Kendall and Hope, who are quite the pair, snickering through 6 hour when Kendall would overshare. This class has great qualities, personalities, and style, like Lucas's perseverance, who's always wearing a smile. I'll miss Hope's constant giggling, who put me in a brighter mood, and Paige's kindness, she would never think of being rude. There are also athletes and standouts of every kind, a handful of three-sport athletes who know how to grind. Raven, a skating champ, who's no newbie to the ice, like the hockey boys, who know how to sacrifice. Charlie, a deep passion for cheer since her soaring through the air. There are so many moments and athletes, too many to share. Kendall and Emily, who have danced since childhood, and Sean, who makes snowboarding look oh so good. There are even fake sports, like Puisto's Chem Ball. Thanks, TK, for teaching me. One day, I'll be queen of it all. Now, there are traits in each of you that I truly admire, like the organization of Marcus that we all desire, the makeup skills of Brittany, who can highlight and contour, the singing of Mackenzie, who would have rocked on Express Tour. I'm jealous of the food that Luke Erspommer consumes in a day, or even his mechanical skills that he showcases at Broadway. I love Keegan's friendliness and his manners in school, or Sav's style, bringing back tight rolling and making it cool. Once in a while, you meet someone with an old soul. That's Cal Wick, who hails from the time of the Dust Bowl. There's some quiet cuties, like Mackenzie and Hayden Ryan, or online workers, Caitlin, Andrew Dillon, who are always trying. Please listen to some advice that I can give in one last chance. Follow a dream, embrace a moment like Nadia in France. Learn to be a protector, an advocate, be loyal like no other. As Cade, who I've seen be the kindest, sweetest older brother. Be independent, rock a mullet like your buddy Jed. Be sweet and fall in love like Kaylee F. and Braxton did. Find a hobby, a love like Tanner and his truck. Or dedication like Forrest, we wish you so much luck. Develop a skill and learn it up and down. like technology and your classmate, Jackson Brown. Learn to go with the flow, as Nate Raymond has shown us. Be diligent, methodical, like Jeffrey, the math genius. Don't be afraid. Jump back in, like Austin, who was gone for a while. Be confident in your clothes, like Maddie, who has great style. Commit to a career and learn all you can, like Kelsey's future endeavor. Try something new, like green beans. Am I right, Trevor? Love your family deeply, like Lindsay with her little brother. Run with a joke, like I tease Logan, that I'm his school mother. Be creative, write a story, one that can foreshadow, one for the screen, like Emily's tale of the Roybots that predicted a pandemic like COVID-19. Get yourself a book, read, 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 like it's a passion of mine. Be like Gabe, who devoured Game of Thrones, every single line. Congratulations to the class of 2020. Look back on the memories, there are so many. Though we're apart from each other in this time of celebration, you appreciate simple things like hugs, putting down your phone for conversation. We wish we could hug you, shake your hand, gather together, give a proper goodbye. When this is over, come back, visit, update us, let us know how you do as alumni. Remember Hurley, your roots, your home, your love, your heart. We'll be here in the future and love you like we have from the start. Congratulations, seniors.
Every year for the past 5 years, I have nervously stepped to this podium to deliver my send-off to the graduating class. This year, the nerves remain. However, the format of this graduation has been drastically altered, which will actually allow this speech to be available on the World Wide Web. I'm going to try not to think about that as I give my final remarks to you today. While you have been denied a traditional ceremony, I am compelled to remind you that the class of 2020 is anything but traditional. This class is an eclectic group with two students graduating in December and two students fully completing their graduation requirements in an online format. Many of you are planning on obtaining your CDL or other technical certificates, which isn't the traditional college or career path my generation was directed towards. Today, you are heading off towards new adventures. It is my hope you take great pride in the accomplishment you are fulfilling today. Completing high school is no small feat, and to complete it during a pandemic is nothing short of extraordinary. All of you are receiving your diplomas individually, surrounded by some of the most important people in your lives. For many of you, it will be the first time you will be attending school apart from each other, while others come to us to finish your high school journey with extra love and support. Even though it may not feel like it right now, your high school years have passed by in a blink of an eye. Your parents and family members certainly feel the magnitude of that statement, and I hope you take the time to extend a thank you to those people who have helped you obtain this milestone. Graduates of the class of 2020 are heading off to obtain degrees or certifications in nursing, aerospace and mechanical engineering, computer science, elementary and secondary education, radiology, music therapy, forestry, biomedical electronics, natural resources, electrical power distribution, occupational therapy, clinical lab science, graphic design, political science, journalism, early childhood education, and building trades, heavy equipment, crane operation, transportation logistics, and many of you will be obtaining your commercial driver's license. Graduates will be attending Northeast Wisconsin Technical College, St. Norbert University, Wisconsin Indian Head Technical College, the University of Wisconsin in Green Bay, Stevens Point, Stout, Eau Claire, Superior, and Madison. Advanced Training Services, Missouri University of Science and Technology, the University of Minnesota Duluth, Lakeland University, Michigan Tech, Carroll University, and 17 graduates will attend Gogebic Community College. Two graduates have enlisted to serve our country, and we are beyond proud of their dedication to our freedom. Braden Bender will serve the Army National Guard. Forrest Reedrock will serve with the United States Marine Corps. I am unable to allow for applause for these young men, so I would like to take a brief moment of reflection to thank them for their service. I would be remiss if I didn't take a moment to thank the many scholarship donors that continue to contribute to our graduates' futures. These difficult times amplify the importance of our gifts to our students' educational goals. There are no words of thanks that could be enough to express this gratitude that I feel for your support. If I could give you one more brief life lesson before you go, please remember the importance of self-care. This will help you show the world the best of you instead of what is left of you. If you live your life to please everyone else, you will forget what makes you, you. It is important to remember the difference between being assertive and aggressive. Please stay assertive. Always remember you are enough. When you believe this statement, your confidence will carry you far, and the relationships you make with others will be fulfilling. Graduation is an emotional time for everyone. I typically shed tears as you accept your diplomas. However, I'm going to try to maintain my composure and leave you with this Ernie Harwell quote. It's time to say goodbye, but I think goodbyes are sad, and I'd much rather say hello. Hello to a new adventure. The candidates receiving diplomas today have fulfilled the obligations and graduation requirements as outlined in the Wisconsin statutes and the policies of the School District of Hurley. At this time, it is an honor for us to introduce the 126th graduating class of the School District of Hurley, the Class of 2020.
Caitlin Acton.
Hope Nicole Adamovich.
Cody Alec Anderson.
Janelle Ann Barrett.
Braden Anthony Bender.
Jack Fulton Brown IV.
Lindsay Marie Carley.
Tyler Lundgren Colasacco.
Emily Hannah Dahlbeck.
Austin Donald Jura.
Madeline Gail Eitrum.
Luke Harold Erspommer.
Kaylee Ray Forian.
Raven Don Fors Carpenter.
Jeffrey Robert Genesot.
Paige Isabel Gerton.
Brittany Joy Havistow.
Cade Ethan Hutari.
Lucas Kingbird LaPointe.
Kendall Elizabeth Kivistow.
Taylor Jacob Clune.
Kelsey May Corral.
Samantha Marie Leone.
Trevor Mason Lesh.
Marcus Matthew Lipsky.
Gabriella Irene Mackey.
Dylan James Messer.
Keegan Miller.
Jed Thomas Mosich.
Sean Timothy Mullen.
Charlie Grace Nellison.
Tanner James Nelson.
Mackenzie Joanne Osterman Seeley.
Logan T. Peterson.
Kaylee Marie Pedula.
Andrew James Port.
Nathaniel Raymond.
Hayden J. Ryan.
Jack D. Santini.
Cameron W. Schulke.
Taylor Ann Seminar.
Corbin Michael Taylor.
Nadia Marguerite Tian.
Kellen Anders Wick.
Forrest R. Weebrock III.
Sebastian Lucas Grove Yeager.
Congratulations, Class of 2020. I want to thank all of you for allowing us to be a part of your commencement experience over the last week. Some groups were somber and serious, others were full of chuckles and smiles. One thing we did not expect to happen through this process is the intimate experience we were able to have with families. Seeing students come out of their shell, smile, laugh, and embrace the time that was all about them as an individual was something special. Thank you for letting us be a part of this unique and memorable experience. We're all proud of all that you've accomplished as a student in the Hurley School District and are excited to call you alumni.
We hope you feel prepared to apply the knowledge, skills, and life lessons you have experienced as a high school student to enhance and advance the world we live in. I know it seems strange that the world we assumed would welcome graduates with open arms has changed in ways we never could have imagined or necessarily prepared for. I know some of you were understandably frustrated due to altered ceremonies and the uncertainty of annual traditions that may or may not happen. I want to thank our community, our parents, our grandparents, our guardians, our scholarship donors, staff, and students for rallying together to make the class of 2020 know just how special you are to us. To see so much passion on display for all of you is truly a feather in your cap. Amid this global change, it is essential to pause to acknowledge your resilience and your determination. You met the academic requirements put before you, and you did your best to adapt to the sudden switch to remote learning to close this academic year. All of you were forced to immediately learn the more significant life lesson of nothing is promised. You have proven you're resilient and able to band together even in times of uncertainty. We're proud of you and excited to share this special and unique moment. Remember, as you move forward, that nothing is promised. Take time to live in the moment, to hug your family, to tell someone how much they mean to you, and to always be willing to try new things. Congratulations to you, the class of 2020. I'm excited to see how you make your mark on this ever-changing world. Thank you, and please enjoy the photos to end our program.
To the graduating class of 2020, congrats to you from Ofsted Sales and Service. Remember, your life is your story, and the adventure ahead of you is your journey. Best wishes to you all on that journey. Ofsted Sales and Service, your local Husqvarna, Generac, and DR Power Equipment dealer. Stop in and see what's new or bring in your equipment that needs maintenance or repairs, because Ofsted Sales and Service services what they sell as well as equipment they don't sell. It's a win-win for you. Ofsted Sales and Service, Highway 2 in Hurley and off Highway 169 in Gurnee.
You've been listening to the Hurley High School graduation ceremony on today's Country Z93. Brought to you by Ofsted Inc., Northern Finish Mutual, and Puro Clean.